pre-read， 意思是读之前。Answer the following questions。那么在读这个文章之前，请首先回答下面的问题。Have you ever watched someone surf? Well, have you ever watched 是用现在完成时态，意思是在过去你是否看过有人啊冲浪，什么地方看过。 What words can you use to describe surfing or water skiing? 从这个地方我们可以看到 surfing 也可以说 water skiingWater skiing 也可以表示冲浪的意思。用哪些词可以用来描述冲浪？ Well, have you ever been to the beach and have you ever seen the surfing?
Yes, I have.
Well, on the TV or in the film. 哈，我也是在电视上或在电影里面看过。What words can we use to describeSurfing or water skiing. Super, exciting, great, wonderful, well done. 啊，我想大概用这样一些赞美的词可以用来描述这个冲浪运动。Well, let's have a try to cover the text, surfing. 下面我们读一下有关 surfing 这篇短文。Surfing.Look at the picture. What is the man doing? Yes, he is surfing. Do you think it exciting? 你看这个场面是否激动人心，是否是非常刺激啊？一个人站在一个小小的这个滑板上，在海浪之中那个翱翔。所以 surfing 也可以叫 water skiing. Skiing 本来是在天空滑翔的意思，但这个呢不是在天空，而是在海浪中，在海洋中去翱翔。 So surfing is one of the world's most popular water sports. It first started on the islands of Hawaii. Popular 是流行的，受人们喜欢的。Surfing is one of the world's most popular water sports. 就是冲浪啊，是世界上最为人们所喜爱的一项水上运动。It first started on the islands of Hawaii. 它起源于在夏威夷岛那个地方。So surfing is one of the world's most popular water sports. That is, Most of the people in the world enjoy surfing or likes to watch surfing. 啊，世界上许多人都喜欢 surfing 这项运动，都喜欢观看冲浪这项运动。Now, it is enjoyed by people all over the world. Hawaii is famous for its beautiful beaches. Every year,Water sports, especially swimming and surfing, attract large numbers of tourists to the islands. Now, it is enjoyed by people all over the world.
现在这项运动已经得到世界上各国人民的喜爱。
That is, now it is popular over the world. 那么现在呢，它在世界上都是一项受喜爱的运动。那 it is popular. That is, it is enjoyed by people all over the world. And we can also say, now people all over the world enjoy it. Now people all over the world enjoy surfing.
现在世界各国的人民都喜爱冲浪这项运动。
Hawaii is famous for its beautiful beaches. Famous 是 well known,
著名的。夏威夷以其美丽的海滩而著名。
Every year, water sports, especially swimming and surfing, attract large numbers of tourists to the islands.
每年水上运动，特别是游泳啊、冲浪这样的运动 ，attract 意思是吸引的意思。
Attract large numbers of tourists to the islands.
每年这个运动都吸引大量的旅游者到这个夏威夷岛来。
That is to say, large numbers of tourists go to the islands, that is, go to Hawaii every year. And what do they go there for? They go there to join in water sports.
那么每年那么多人到夏威夷干什么呢？啊，很多人都是去参加那个地方的水上运动
，especially swimming and surfing，
特别是游泳和冲浪。
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Yes,
I have. It's a very beautiful place, especially the beaches.
啊，特别是那个地方的海滩，啊，非常之美。
And also the water, 那边的水也很美。And the waves,
还有那个地方的浪也是很美的。
Now let's go on with the story.
好，下面我们继续看课文。
Waikiki is one of the best beaches for surfing in Honolulu. It's neither too hot nor too cold all the year round. The water is clear and the waves are very high. No matter what the weather is like, you can always find surfers out riding the waves.
Waikiki.是夏威夷一个海滩的名称，
是 one of the best beaches for surfing，
是在檀香山 Honolulu 是檀香山的意思啊。In Honolulu， 在 在檀香山那个地方 ，Waikiki 是其中最好的海滩之一。它主要好在哪里呢？它是用于冲浪。
It's neither too hot nor too cold all the year round。
那个地方啊，一年四季 all the year round， 就全年 all the year round， 不是太热也不是太凉啊，它的气温呢、啊、不是太热也不是太凉。
The water is very clear
啊，它那的水啊非常清澈。
The waves are very high
啊，那个地方的浪呢是很高。
No matter what the weather is likeYou can always find surfers out riding the waves.
无论是天气如何，啊，无论那个地方天气怎么样，你总是可以看到一些冲浪者在海上啊驾驭着那些波浪。
So riding the waves. So riding the waves.
那么到过 Honolulu 檀香山的人都可以发现，那个地方呢格外的美。
The water is clear, 水是清澈的。And the waves are high,
浪呢很高。
And it's neither too hot and neither too cold, neither too hot nor too cold.
那么气温呢既不热也不凉。啊，实际上在夏威夷那个地方呢是雨水非常之少。啊，那么在檀香山那个地方也是没有什么雨水的。但是那个地方有些地方的风非常大，所以那个地方的
the waves are high，
所以它这个地方浪啊就很高。
But no matter what the weather is like, we can find surfers riding the waves on the sea。
但无论天气如何，我们总可以发现一些冲浪者，一些勇敢的冲浪者在海上驾驭着波浪。
Okay, now let's go on with the story.It is neither too hot nor too cold all the year round.
Neither nor 意思是既不也不。
So it's neither too hot nor too cold all the year round means it's not too hot, it's not too cold either.
就是天气既不热也不凉。
And we can also say it's not too hot or too cold.
天气既不热也不凉。
Neither nor
是一个非常重要的语言结构。
neither nor 是既不也不。For example, 我既不老也不年轻。So I'm neither old nor young. So I'm neither old nor young. 就是我既不老我也不年轻了。And the second, 我既不是工人也不是医生。Then we can say, I am neither a worker nor a doctor. 我既不是工人也不是大夫。So neither nor, 后面既可以接形容词也可以接名词。好，请大家记住这个用法。Now let's go on with the text. 继续看课文。There is a big difference between serious servers and the so-called beach boys. A big difference between serious servers and the so-called beach boys. Serious servers, serious 本来是延续的、啊、严重的。So serious servers 就是真正的那种冲浪者。冲浪运动员和所谓的一些 beach boys so beach boys 也是海滩的少年他们之间呢是有一个非常大的不同 so a big difference serious servers are much stronger and thinner than beach boys 通常那些地道的真正的那些冲浪者要比那些啊玩潮的一些少年来看要健壮得多are much stronger and thinner 而且也瘦一些啊，又瘦一些那为什么那么 stronger 又是那么 thinner 呢我们可想而知他每天都在那个浪里面的运动量是非常之大的啊，所以 stronger and thinner They live to serve and nothing can stop them 请注意 nothing can stop them 意思是没有任何东西可以阻止他们Stop them 什么 so, Nothing can stop them surf 没有东西能够阻止他们去冲浪、啊、Nothing can stop them surfing 那么我们再来理解前面一句就好理解了 They live to surf 他们活着就是为了冲浪的他们以冲浪为生他们、啊、把冲浪是作为自己生命的一部分 They live to surfThey surf three times a day, if possible, in both winter and summer. 如果可能的话，他们一天之内要有三次去冲浪。They surf three times a day, if possible, in both winter and summer. So not only in winter, but also in summer. 啊，无论是在冬季还是在夏天。那么从刚才这一段我们可以看到Serious servers 是什么样的呢 So they live to serve 他们生活活着就是好像去为了冲浪一样也就是冲浪成为他们生活之中的一部分 So live to serve 那么大家理解这句话呢可以从另外一个、语成语来理解 For example We learn to live 我们学习学习是为什么 To live We learn to live 就是我们学习是为了生存And to live is to learn. 那么生存也就是要学习啊。那么 to serve 是表示它的目的，生活之目的，生活之一个目标就是冲浪。Okay, now let's go on. For example, Jake Bulls, a 21-year-old man, gave up his job in the San Francisco library.A year ago, he has been in Honolulu ever since. 例如，有这样一个人叫 Jake Booth, who is a 21-year-old man. 他是一个21岁的年轻人。Gave up his job in the San Francisco library a year ago. 在一年以前，他放弃了在 San Francisco 的工作。San Francisco 图书馆的工作而到什么地方来呢 has been in Honolulu ever since 自此以后就一直待在 Honolulu 就是檀香山这个地方 In the morning he works as a part-time assistant in the surf shop 上午的时候他在一个 in a surf shop
就是卖冲浪的用具的这样一个商店 in a surf shop， 做一份 part time assistant， 做一份临时的售货员。He works as a part time assistant in a surf shop. At night, he works in a restaurant as a waiter. 而夜晚的时候呢，他是在一个饭店里面做 waiter， 做那个招待员。He has not had a night off for 2 months. 而且两个月来没有一个夜晚他是休息的。He has not had a night off for 2 months. But he still feels happy. 但是他依然感觉到非常的愉快，非常的高兴。I'm glad that Jobs left me afternoons for serving. 他为什么这样高兴呢？他说我很高兴是因为这样的工作。什么工作呢？ Work as an assistant in the surf shop. 就是上午的时候在一个冲浪用具的商店里面做营业员，晚上呢到一个饭店里面做招待。The Jobs left me afternoons for serving. 这种工作呢给我把下午的时间全留下来了，可以让我去冲浪。Although I haven't got a very good job, serving makes me very fit. 啊，虽然我没有弄到一份非常好的工作，但是冲浪却使我非常的健壮，非常的健康。I have already won first prize in the city serving competition. Competition 意思是比赛，竞赛的意思。我在这个城市里面的冲浪比赛里面已经获得了第一名， won first prize. I hope that one day serving will be an event of the Olympic Games. 啊，我希望有一天呢，冲浪运动会成为奥林匹克运动的一个项目。 That I hope that one day serving will be an event of the Olympic Games. 好，从刚才这篇例子里面我们可以了解到，有些人是 live to serve， 他们活着好像就是为了去冲浪。你看看那些小伙子，他把在美国 San Francisco 那么好的工作都抛弃了， gave up the job in the San Francisco library. And then he has come to Honolulu. 然后他就来到了 Honolulu. And in the morning, he works as an assistant in the surf shop. And in the nights, he works as a waiter in the restaurant. 他上午在一个冲浪用具商店里面当营业员，夜晚到一个饭店里面当招待。为的是什么呢？就为的是下午他能够每天都去冲浪啊。由此我们看到这个冲浪运动是非常吸引人的，也是非常一种刺激的一种运动。 OK， Now so much for this lesson. 那么这一课我们到这里。